A roller rink that's been open in Groton for over 60 years has been shut down by the city. That's because of a leaky roof that's flooded the skating surface. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, among those who now have nowhere to skate are the girls of Shoreline Roller Derby.
Roller derby's fun on eight wheels. The reason the sport's caught on in America is because of the physicality, the personalities, and the wild nicknames. Shannon Lewis is Dirty Olive.
It's a tremendously active, athletic game.
The martini lover hung up her skates a few years back. Now she's vice president of Shoreline Roller Derby. It's a team of about 40 adults. Lewis spent the day with derby girls and friends trying to move all of their stuff out of the Galaxy Roller Rink in Groton. They cried and they hugged periodically. Shelby Carlson not only still skates, but she also runs the youth league.
I'm sorry, it's very emotional. I put a lot of effort into the kids league, and if you talk to the kids, they feel really good about derby.
At least 20 kids skate for the youth team. Olivia Shelton, Fashion Beatsia, is 11.
It's like Fashionista, but like Beatsia. Like, I could beat you on skates.
Are you sad that you can't go in there and skate?
Yes. But we're looking for another, place to skate.
Matt Longinot is the owner of the Galaxy Roller Rink. That's the business that operates inside of the building. He's been mired in a battle with the owner almost the whole way over the roof since he started the business 13 years ago.
I had been fixing the roof, changing ceiling tiles almost on a daily basis, just to stay open.
What's the dialogue like between you and the owner? Are you guys keeping in touch?
We haven't spoken in years.
Why is that?
The attorneys are hashing it out.
Longinot was leaning on a cart as we talked. He said he's refunded everyone who's made an event booking, and he's moving on from the business.
I'm going to take some time off and relax.
Yeah. It smells kind of dank in here, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're kind of used to it.
The skaters and I walk into the rink together to assess the damage. It's not like there's one bucket out there to get the water. There are buckets all over the place. Water's leaking everywhere. Every drop of water that smacks the skating surface really bugs Shelby Carlson. That's because she still hopes Shoreline can skate there.
The sun's out outside and it's raining in here.
The ceiling tiles that you see have fallen. This is just since Sunday from him not maintaining it.
So where's the worst of it, would you say?
Right where our track is, right in the middle. You know, in the years that I played and coached, many derby leagues have said that our floor was by far one of the best roller skating floors for derby. I mean, Matt, for years, made it not hit the floor. He patched, he filled.
Shoreline Roller Derby's a nonprofit. Shannon Lewis doesn't get paid for the time that she puts in, and she's spending all of it right now trying to find a new home for the team.
You know, we need 7,000 to 9,000 square feet. It's a big space, and it's hard to find. And it's hard to find something affordable.
On Monday, the city of Groton placarded the building as unsafe, which means it's not open for public use. Now it's up to the building owner, Lou Treffs, to comply by putting on a new roof and fixing up the building. If he doesn't, the city says it may contact a prosecutor to force his hand. We reached out to Treffs' attorney, but didn't hear back. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.